Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I think this division is more about the Rams and the 49ers this season than it is the Seahawks. And it's not me doubting Russell Wilson. It's just me doubting their overall roster and the things that they, the ways that they hold Russell Wilson back as a player sometimes. Personally, I want to see Trey Lance become the starter of the 49ers. And I think the 49ers have Super Bowl potential if that happens and he plays well with Kyle Shanahan and the overall talent of their roster. I think they're one of the most talented top to bottom teams in the NFL.
I think one of the biggest benefits that Kyle Shanahan has brought to San Francisco, and you got to give him credit because a lot of people lit up the Lynch hiring right at the beginning where they're like, what qualifications does this guy have? I mean, they've been doing a pretty good job at picking up talent off of like the waiver wire and stuff. You look at like Maurice Hurst, D tackle from Michigan. I mean, he's going to be able to push the pocket for whatever reason. The Raiders let him go. Guys like that. And then Shanahan is very clearly like picking his guys on offense, right? Like, I don't think anyone gets to have a conversation about like offensive free agents other than Kyle Shanahan just being like, yeah, we're going to go grab this guy now. Kyle Shanahan, last two times he's had a quarterback for healthy for a full season, he's made it to the Super Bowl. A lot of those losses, yeah, injuries pile up, but when you have Nick Mullins out there and Nick Mullins legitimately can't do anything other than like play action shots, that becomes a problem. Same thing with CJ Beathard. So I think San Francisco's legit. I think the Rams are legit. Pretty close to like superpower programs as you could like think in terms of like everything is moving to one clear goal, right? Everything is moving to one clear goal. They know what they need. They're going and grabbing that. They're improving at the quarterback position. It's happening, right? Then you have Seattle, which is like almost the NFC West is almost like the SEC West, right? Where these teams aren't content with just being like two games over 500 because right. That's not what you're asking these teams to do to compete and get out of the conference level, right? Or out of the division level.
I do think the Rams are going to be the best team in the division, but we didn't talk about their offensive line. And that is going to be something that I feel like, and this is probably an ego thing with McVay, where, hey, just give me a guy who can run, which we saw in the second round of the draft. So they're taking skill guys as opposed to adding beef up front to invest in their quarterback in a different way. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on to see if, you know, Stafford has to watch his back when he's dropping back because they don't have guys protecting him. So that's really the only question I have, though. I think Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are so much better than people think they are, just as receivers, as blockers. They do a lot for their running game.
People don't give credit to wide receivers who just don't run like crazy, right?
Right.
I think a lot of people just overvalue that and they don't understand like the modern run game, right? The way that these teams are running and they're using boot action, it's not from wide alignments with those wide receivers, right? Those wide receivers aren't lining up outside the numbers because if you're lining up that wide, when you're asked to make a block in the run game, the only person near you is that cornerback.
Yeah.
So they move those
out of safety,
right? They move those guys into the formation and now you can block a linebacker. Now you can get a clear shot on a safety. And that's what all these, you know, the Rams, the Niners, now the Seahawks are starting to do that. Like, that's what these teams are doing. And you need a certain type of wide receiver because it's not these small guys who can do it. Like, Brandon Cooks, there's a reason why Brandon Cooks isn't in Los Angeles anymore, even though, you know, he has high-flying speed. It's because that's not, like, how that offense is structured. You need guys who can be bullies at some point.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.